And a Brahmin mother next to me, she looked at me and said, "Do whatever he tells you. And I'm always with you." I feel the presence of the Brahmin mother. When I go into many places, like she promised, her person not only can see, but I can feel like somebody can, I can see something, feel something, the presence of Brahmin mother during the healing ministry. So it was a wonderful sight. I can explain the joy in heaven, joy and happiness and the peace and beauty, you know, everything radiant. So I can even have everything there. It totally different than the world. Totally means 100% different. But I saw these people, the saints, they're radiant. They're beautiful, like, you know, we like a sunrise, you know, sunrise. Like a thousand sunrises. That kind of, radiant, beautiful sight.
I'm sure when you think of, those different places, you're probably left more so with that amazing experience of heaven. It's probably one of those things that you can just never forget.
Never forget that. And I can't explain everything. I can't explain because beyond our imagination, the peace and joy and beauty and all happiness there, is it unexplainable. I can't explain that. Beyond our imagination. And that is the place we want to go. That's what we are called. Because he called, "I am the way, I am the truth. Follow me." And also Jesus said that, "If you want to follow me, take up your crosses." Crosses means not the wooden cross he carried. Means our sufferings, our pain. So what we experience, me as a priest experience, you know, sufferings, pain, persecution, and ridicule, isolation, loneliness. As a priest I experience my life too. So I learned how to offer it up. Instead of complaining, instead of asking God, what you did to me, I follow you, why you did all the things to me, why you give this to me? So I learned how to offer that suffering, pain, because that way I am identified with the Christ, the crucified Christ, the suffering Christ, the ridicule Christ. All this I can get like a part of his suffering. And that is more meritorious. And I'm happy to do. And also, Brahmin told me, when you suffer in these, you are getting more souls to God. And your ministry is going to grow every day and going to flourish spread around the world.
Yeah, I have a special love for the Blessed Mother. After seeing her in heaven, what's your favorite image here on earth that reminds you of her? And I'm sure that all of them are very inadequate, but is there one that you tend to gravitate towards because it reminds you of her the most?
People ask the question about the Blessed Mother and how does she look like. The images here, you know, I made an apparition place like Dud and Fatima, Karibandal and Magyagori. I was in Guadalupe, India, we have a place called Valakani. So all the places I went, all these images, they look a shadow, surely shadow. But she is maybe more than a million times bright and beautiful, radiant. So nobody can, nobody can draw that picture. Nobody can get the picture. You're so beyond our imagination, her beauty, radiant, you know, coming. And I don't know any comparison, I can say, any picture, you know. I know a lot of pictures of Blessed Mother, statues of Blessed Mother. But she is the most beautiful woman I found in my life. The whole beauty of the women of the world is more than that.
Well, Father Joseph, it's been such a gift to have you to share some of these things. I think it opens up our hearts and our minds to begin to imagine even just a little bit, even if it's just a shadow that we can see.
It's only shadow.
But would you mind
understanding? Yeah. understanding.
Would you mind closing us out with a prayer and a blessing?
Yeah, sure. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Healer. So he came to this world and he taught us, gave an example to us, he suffered and died for us, and he sent the Holy Spirit to each one of us. Thank you, Jesus. Send the Spirit, and he is the one guiding us, leading us, the right path, and we attain heaven, good heaven. And also, Jesus, thank you for giving your foster father, and Saint Joseph is always guide, and also Blessed Mother, and she understood to us as our mother too. So we always thank Jesus giving his mother, and mother is always with us, the mother they care, mother they love. So let us pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. And may Almighty God bless you, protect you, heal you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you for this interview. And we thank you so much for all this information. And we'll be in touch with you, I think, through your YouTube channel and your website, so that we can just receive more blessings. I really appreciate that very much.
And I want to thank you, Alvera. That's a great job. It's a great mission you're taking. It's very important how many people you can stretch, many people through this, and God, you can get more soul to God. So you're doing a good job.